Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
I have Emer and I have Sarah, the oh my god, what a complete Aisling ladies in studio. It's so nice to see you twice in a week, guys.
I know, we saw you on Thursday night at the Bridgerton premiere. That was very exciting.
That was extremely exciting. It's the first time they've done anything in Ireland as well.
Wow, it was amazing. I mean, the whole cinema was completely decked out in wisteria and there's
so much like security and red carpet lined with Pete. Like, it was incredible.
And then we got to see Nicola. I know. Looked amazing. And Luke.
I know.
Also looked amazing.
I hate using the term glow up, really, but he did have one, didn't he?
Yeah. Nice tan. He had a spray tan, I think. Yeah.
I think in the earlier seasons of Bridgerton, he was very much like a younger brother, because he is like the second youngest or whatever. Yeah, but he did definitely have a glow up.
Yeah, it was a great night and it was just so well done. And we universally love her, don't we? Like,
the episode was amazing. So we got to see the one episode that doesn't come out until this coming Friday.
Yeah.
The whoops and hollers in the cinema. Like, I wish we could watch all of Bridgerton in the cinema.
Screaming. It was so much fun.
There was a girl beside me crying at various points.
I know, and I have to say, I saw it beforehand, and at home on your own is a very different experience than in a cinema with a bunch of people dressed up like they're from 1820s or whatever it was. It was amazing. But when we were talking, Emer, about you guys, you were telling me about what we're talking about now, we're going to talk about now, and you could see my face. I was like, and Emer's like, Alison doesn't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, so we had made like a little announcement last week that myself and Emer are working together again on something called the Ballygobard Project.
Yes.
And Ballygobard is actually the fictional town in the Aisling series of novels. So we did the last Aisling book, which came out last September. And
oh my God, that's crazy.
I know. Well, the paperback came out last week, so it's still kind of bobbing around. And we had said, you know, this is sort of the end of the Aisling story, but myself and Emer then really wanted to continue working together. So we're kind of bringing back the Aisling story and the gang from Ballygobard, Aisling's hometown.
Yes, that's great. We're bringing her to Substack, which I think when I mentioned Substack to you, you like clouded over and were like...
You have a really good read on people because you're like, Alison, you don't know what we're talking about. You're like, no, I don't.
And that's to be fair, a lot of people haven't heard.
But I said it to my husband last night and he goes, yeah. And I was like, oh God, am I the only one?
No, Substack is, for anyone who doesn't know, is kind of like a newsletter platform. So it's a website where anyone can like host their content. And people subscribe to it either for free or you can have paid tiers, and then you get a newsletter into your email inbox every week or, you know, however often. So we're basically doing a brand new, it's not an Aisling story, but it's in Aisling's world.
Yes.
So we call it, it's the Aisling universe, but it's called the Ballygobard Project, and it's set in the town, and it's going to feature all the characters we know and love and some new ones.
Good.
So it's basically a serialized story.
I love that idea.
Every week people will get an installment of the story.
How far in advance are you working on it, or how is it working for you guys?
Well, we've actually started work. We've been working on it for 6 months or so. The hardest part of the whole project was, in order for us to set ourselves up on Substack, we needed to have a joint business bank account. I'm telling you, it was so difficult. So we had to become like a legal partnership.
Yeah. Then we had to go to the bank.
I mean, we put that off for like 3 months.
And go into one of those little rooms in the back, with the lady.
Oh,
yeah.
God. And kind of explain what we were doing. And
then that takes... So the hardest part of all of it was setting up the bank account.
Because we can write like the Aisling stories, you know.
Yeah,
of
course.
And we really enjoy doing them.
But
we love doing the
Ballygobard
stuff.
Don't make us go to the bank.
So yeah, it took us a while to get that
set up. That's adulting at the next level.
But we have at the moment, we're working a couple of months ahead of time.
Okay.
So we have a couple of months of the content done. We've been working with our editor, Catherine Goff, who we worked with on the first few Aisling books, actually.
Yeah.
And she was so good and instrumental in like the early Aisling story that we were so glad. She's gone freelance now, so we were able to work with her. Yeah.
Amazing.
So we've got kind of the story plotted out. The thing is, when you're doing something like Substack, like, it doesn't have a definite end.
Yeah.
Because it's not like a book where it's got like a start, middle and end. It's a serialized story. So it's actually kind of exciting because
we kind of
know where the storyline we're going to start with. We know where that's going, but it could take us anywhere, and it's really fun. Like, it's like, oh, who knows what we'll be writing in like 6 months or 9 months.
Amazing, isn't it?
As we kind of drop the installments, subscribers will be able to comment on them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really looking forward to, because when you put out a book, you just get people at the end going, that was good, or I wish you'd done this, or I wish I'd seen more of this character. But because we can get feedback as we go along,
it's totally different.
Yes, and we can either lean into people's suggestions or like really try and surprise people.
Yeah.
So the first installment of the story is is dropping next Thursday.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And people can subscribe by going to the ballygobardproject.substack.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think if you probably Google the Ballygobard Project Substack, you'll find it.
The link is in both myself and Emer's Instagrams as well.
Yeah. And the thing is for you guys as well, like, do you have a chance ever, maybe you're thinking about it more because you're doing this project, kind of reflect on how it did become, it's a cultural phenomenon. Like, you've created something that everyone knows about. Like, that's incredible.
It is. It was after, actually, the day after our last book launch. Mm-hmm. You know, and when we were doing the press for the last book, myself and Emer were genuinely like, you know, this is great for us. We are going to do solo stuff after this. And this is, you know, we'll say goodbye to Aisling. And, you know, I was like, I'm really looking forward to just, like, sitting down and writing my own book. And, you know, this is all going great. And the day after the book launch, I texted her and was like, don't make me do that. Please don't make me do something by myself. Why would we? Everybody really enjoys this stuff that we do.
We completely bottled it and went, why would we bring this to an end? I mean, we had always been thinking that we would return to Aisling at some point.
Yeah.
And at the when we first decided that this project might be an option, like, I was a bit like, oh, is this a bit cheeky? Like, we made this big song and dance about how this is the last book and now we're going back. But it is quite different.
You know what? There's a lot of guys in bands that announce they're finishing up and coming back to the stage.
So I've got the LCU Sound System in a few weeks and they released a documentary about them breaking up not that long ago. Like,
I mean, the Ballygobard Project is not a continuation of the Aisling story.
Yeah.
So it's not like a sequel to the books. It is just kind of going parallel to it almost. And then because the Aisling books are written from Aisling's POV, so you're very much in Aisling's head, you don't get a chance to explore the other characters as much.
Exactly.
And this is not written from Aisling's point of view. We have these other sort of devices that we're using to tell the story.
Yeah.
So we're going to be able to learn more about, like, the peripheral characters in the town.
And which people are interested in really all stories.
Yeah, exactly. And we're both from, like, rural towns. So we know there's rich themes with those characters.
So, you know, we were talking about earlier in the show about, like, you know, with travel tips, because, you know, secondary schools are done, primary, only 2 more weeks left. That there's a trip for, or a tip for people traveling. And we were wondering, would Aisling do this? So don't, they're saying Dublin Airport, don't put those ribbons and tags on the luggage. But I was thinking Aisling probably would do that.
How will Aisling find her suitcase on the conveyor belt?
Aisling,
that's not computing for me. Where would? What about her GAA plat? Like, she has to.
She has her club colours or her county colours in one of those woolen plats on the
suitcase. Yes.
Actually, if anybody knows what they are called,
officially called.
Oh, she has one.
She has one around the rear view mirror of her car, obviously hanging there, representing. She has one hanging off at least 2 handbags. You know, kind of like a handbag charm.
Yes, I like that.
She has a GAA plat. Yeah. And she has one on her big suitcase and one on her small suitcase.
She's just such a great character. And I know that I said this to you, I think it was book 3 that I went back to. Would that be right for timelines in lockdown? Just because I just finished it, but I reread it because I just need comfort. Like, it was just, it's just so well done. And you guys are just incredible. You really are. Will you tell us very quickly before I let you go? We had Kinnegad as one of our questions. Yes. Just there, Emer, you've got a great story.
It gave me a kind of a PTSD flashback. So anyone who's old enough who's listening who remembers Blackboard Jungle. So this was like a school's quiz show, secondary schools, that was on, I think, Network 2 back in the day, presented by Ray Darcy.
Yes.
I was on it with my school, St Mary's College Nace. And team captain.
I'm not surprised by that.
Now, I did only, so people would come to your school and, like, you had to kind of go through a test to see, could you get on. I genuinely did the test to get out of PE. So, but, and then ended up as the team captain kind of against my will.
She killed herself, just so you know.
But anyway, between the jigs and the reels, we got through a few rounds and there was one crucial question. If we got it wrong, we were out.
Okay.
And it was like, in what county is Kinnegad? My father's from Westmeath. I knew in my heart of hearts that Kinnegad is in Westmeath. But my two teammates were like, it's Meath. It's definitely Meath. It's definitely Meath.
So what did you lose out on?
I listened and we said Meath. And Ray Darcy said, it's Westmeath. And
No minibus for us.
Oh my God.
I think we might have got a Blackboard Jungle board game. And I feel like there was probably an umbrella in there.
Yeah,
or something.
And maybe like a bag, like a hold-all.
Like a GAA hold-all kind of thing, yeah.
Oh my God, I could talk to you both forever. Thank you so much for coming in on the show this morning. And I'll give out all the information about the project again.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today.